Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Inspiring hearts forever anew. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى Ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni channel, welcome back to YOLO series 4. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're on a beautiful journey through the life of the Blessed Companions. The title, Devotion Beyond Comprehension. These companions were truly amazing. They had the best opportunity that any human being could possibly have in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that opportunity was being the Ummatis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But not only the Ummatis, they were also close to the best of creation Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they admired the beauty, the nur, the light, the characteristics and the life of the Blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, throughout time, we've had people who have been madly in love. Not with the world, not with desires, not with people, but with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One such person stood out in the last 150 years. And there wasn't a devotee like him. I'm talking about the one and only, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman ala hazrat. He writes, look at the love that he has. You know, like sometimes we say, you're beautiful like a flower, like a rose. Look, your cheeks are like a rose or something like that. We kind of compare people to beautiful things. Look at what ala hazrat says. He says, kya teek ho ruhe nabavi par misale gul. Why do you actually compare the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a rose? What sort of comparison is this? And then he answers his own kind of question and then says this, Pamal jalwae kafe pae jamale gul. The rose actually gets its beauty. He says, I accept the rose is beautiful, but it gets its beauty from the sandals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the love, the devotion, the honor and the reverence of this Ashik-e-Sadiq, this devotee of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the thought. You know, Allah Hazrat was amazing. When you look at some of the couplets, if you search for this Naat-e-Paak, and you will see, alhamdulillah, some of the Dawat-e-Islami Naat Khan have done it. And one of my favorites is our Junaid Sheikh Bhai. And he is an old version, but he really beautifully with emotion and sincerity reads this, and when you read the listen to the different couplets, you think how amazing, how deep is the love that Allah Hazrat had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, inshallah, we're going to continue that journey. But before we do, I've got a beautiful kalam for you again by my favorite Naat Khan. I asked the team, I said, Haji Mushtaq Attari rahmatullah alayhi was one of my favorite Naat Khans. Can you try and get as many of his kalams as you can? Alhamdulillah, the brothers have been running around and have been getting these kalams. We've got another beautiful kalam by my favorite Naat Khan. Let's listen to that and inshallah we'll continue from there. Before we go though, let me just give you a blessing of Durood-e-Paak so that we can all have barakats in our life and we can improve. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Durood-e-Paak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will write one qira'at, sawab, reward in his book of deeds. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much is one qira'at? Is it a small amount? Is it a big amount? Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the size of Mount Uhud. Subhanallah, this huge mountain in Madinatul Munawwara, which loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every time you recite Durood-e-Paak, think, I'm getting the reward of one qira'at in my book of deeds. And that qira'at is the size of Mount Uhud. Inshallah, we're going to go to our Naat-e-Paak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala. Ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Arsho hai izhar Madine wale ka nurani मुझको होगा नाज जब ये लोग कहें, मुझको होगा नाज के जब ये लोग कहें, ये मंगता है सरकार मदीने वाले का, मंगता है सरकार मदीने सरकार मदीने वाले का, मैं मंगता सरकार मदीने वाले का। सबसे ऊंची शान मदीने वाले की, सबसे ऊंची शान मदीने वाले की, सबसे बड़ा दरबार मदीने वाले का, सबसे बड़ा दरबार मदीने वाले का, सबसे बड़ा दरबार मदीने वाले का, नूरानी दरबार मदीने वाले का। अपने तो अपने दुश्मन भी बोले, अपने तो अपने दुश्मन भी बोले, कि आला है किरदार मदीने वाले का, आला है किरदार मदीने वाले का, आला है किरदार मदीने वाले का, नूरानी दरबार मदीने वाले का। मेरे भी दिल की ये एक तमन्ना है, मेरे भी दिल की ये एक तमन्ना है, कि हो जाए दीदार मदीने वाले का, हो जाए दीदार मदीने वाले का, हो जाए दीदार मदीने वाले का, हो जाए दीदार मदीने वाले का। मुहसिन एक दिन जाए हम भी तैबा में, मुहसिन एक दिन जाए हम भी तैबा में, फिर देखेंगे दरबार मदीने वाले का, देखेंगे दरबार मदीने वाले का, देखेंगे दरबार मदीने वाले का, नूरानी दरबार मदीने वाले का, नूरानी दरबार मदीने वाले का, हो जाए दीदार मदीने वाले का, आला है किरदार मदीने वाले का, मैं मंगता सरकार मदीने वाले का।
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam by Haji Mushtaq Attari rahmatullah alayh. You know, when you listen to the naats from these naat khans who kind of read from the heart, it just changes your whole emotion, your kind of being, and it just changes your mood. You know, next time you're feeling a bit low, put on a beautiful naat by a genuine naat khan and listen to it, and alhamdulillah, it will boost your spirits and take away your anxieties and take away your depression. Subhanallah, beautiful kalam, all about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How amazing would it be to go there? How amazing would it be to have a vision of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah azza wa jal grant us all the opportunity to go there time and time again and to perform Hajj. We're going to move to our main segment. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala. ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew.
Alhamdulillah, the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam behaved in such amazing ways that it was almost impossible for us to imagine the love, devotion, respect, honor, and reverence they had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Utba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had four wives, and his wives used to compete to try and smell fragrance, and they used to get all these scents and everything else. But then they noticed that no matter what we use, he himself is always smells beautiful. So they gathered around and they said to him that, you know, we get all these fragrances and we try to kind of smell nice, but you're always smelling better than us. Why is that? And he says, well, I'll tell you a secret. He said, a long time ago, I developed an ailment where parts of my body had rashes, etc. on it. So I came to the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, look, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got these rashes on my body. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Utba, remove your top garment. So he removed his top garments, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put their hand and rubbed it on his body. He says, ever since that day, my whole body has always smelled beautiful. And wherever I go, I am the most beautiful smelling person. Why? Because I was blessed with having the beautiful hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pass over my body. And that's why you can never compete with me. Look at the companions, look at their lives. Alhamdulillah, these people not only had admiration, respect, and reverence, but it was deep-seated love. Their life evolved around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas states that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to rest in a home. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while they were resting, started to sweat, perspire. Hazrat Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha got a small bottle of glass and started collecting the sweat. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up and says, oh Sulaim, what are you doing? She humbly says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is your perspiration, and we collect it and we add it to our perfumes so that they smell nice. In another narration, it says that Hazrat Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are hopeful of blessings from your perspiration for our children. So they would take the sweat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use it as fragrance, and use it for barakats and blessings for their children. Now, what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about this? Because some people can't understand this concept. Listen to this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have spoken the truth. This truly is fragrant, and it's the best fragrance, and it truly got blessings that we cannot comprehend. Our saliva can lead to diseases, afflictions, and difficulties, but the saliva of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a cure for every ailment, every disease, and every illness. This is the amazing difference. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that a man comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I need to marry my daughter off. Now, I've made the other arrangements, that there's one thing that I haven't done. I haven't got any fragrance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, I don't have anything with me, but bring me an open, wide-mouthed bottle and some wood from a tree tomorrow morning. The next day, the man came with a bottle and wood to the court of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed the blessed sweat from sacred arms until the bottle became full. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take this and say to your daughter that she should put this wood in the bottle, and after wetting the wood, rub it for the fragrance. The man put the perspiration of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal And the people of whole of Medina were mesmerized by this smell. The name of the house became well known as the house of the fragrant people. Subhanallah. This was a daughter who was being married, and she got such a beautiful gift that throughout history she became, you know, known as the fragrant and most blessed bride because she applied the perspiration of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Hafiz Abu Nu'aym has narrated that Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the maid that she should bring a dining mat so he could eat breakfast. The maid fulfilled the command. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought the dining mat. Then he said, go and bring the napkin. Not a napkin, but the napkin. She goes, she brings the napkin, and it's actually unclean. So he says to her, the napkin's unclean, but don't worry, go and throw it in the fire. And she's thinking, hang on a minute, what's going on here? She puts it in the fire, in the furnace, in the oven, which is very hot. Then he says, take it out. She takes it out and says that the napkin was as white as milk. And the reason for this, so everybody turns to Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu and says, how napkins in or handkerchiefs burn in fire? Yours is effectively getting washed. And he says this. He says that once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used this napkin to wipe their blessed face. And since that day, whenever it needs cleaning, I don't need to wash it. Because anything that has touched the face of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the body Mubarak Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fire can't burn it. So to clean it, I throw it in the fire. Once it's clean, I take it out and I carry on using it. Subhanallah. Look, why wouldn't the companions fall over themselves and love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they were surrounded by, you know, these miracles day and night, and they had the beautiful face of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when the master of all creation left for the Ghazwa of Tabuk, my camel became extremely weak and frail. So he's on this journey. He reaches a certain point and the camel gives up. And so he can't move any further. Now he's alone. He's in the middle of nowhere. And his camel has gone. So the obvious thing to do is to try and head back or try and head to some safety. But let me show you, give you a glimpse of devotion beyond comprehension. It says, he puts his luggage and his belongings on his back in the hot Arabian Peninsula and says, I'm not going back to a life of luxury. I'm going to go after my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He faces the severe heat of Arabia, and you and I both know, whoever's been, that that heat is scorching. He's got all of his luggage on his back. And the only thing he can see is, I just want to get to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he reaches the area of the army. Now the people of the army humbly say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a man approaching us on foot and he's carrying his stuff. The master of all creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that will be my Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he entered the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, while standing, said, remain happy, O Abu Zar. You have traveled alone. You will leave this world alone and will be raised on the day of resurrection alone. It is narrated that Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala, I think I mentioned this in a few episodes ago, that he moved out to, after Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a veil between themselves and this world, he moved out with his family and lived in isolation. And then when he passed away, he said, put my body outside and somebody will come past and read my janazah. So his wife did that. And guess what? Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was passing with a kafila. And they saw, this is the great Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they prayed his janazah. He died alone and he will be resurrected alone. And he was a devotee that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, in the subtle words you will see, the knowledge that Allah azza wa jal has given his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The army were from Medina, they knew who people were, but when they saw this man from a distance, they didn't know. If he comes close, introduces himself, or they recognize him as different. But they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a man coming from a distance. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, that will be my Abu Zar. How amazing is that? Subhanallah. The companions, They set such examples that nobody in the world can ever match them. When the news of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's departure from this world came, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to put a veil between themselves and this world, the companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was the most resolute. He was the strongest. People like the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala had lost their minds. They said, if you say Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has departed from this world, I'll sever your head from your body. There were other companions who were crying, who couldn't handle it. One companion, Allahu Akbar, he hears the news that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has departed from this veil, from this world, and put a veil between themselves and this world. There and then, with full sincerity, with full love and affection towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he thought, what use are these eyes if I cannot see my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The only reason I appreciated these eyes was because Allah ta'ala had blessed me with seeing the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He lifts his hands in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd Ansari radiallahu anhu, he lifts his hands and says, Ya Allah azza wa jalla, I don't want these eyes anymore, because I wanted to see just the beloved face of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that your Habib is no longer in this world and I can't see him, I don't want these eyes. And there was such sincerity, such love, deep devotion, that Allah azza wa jal accepted his dua and he became blind. And the last thing he wanted to see with his eyes was the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, closed for the rest of the world. This was devotion beyond comprehension. You know, his words were amazing. There is pleasure in sight. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't there, then there is no pleasure in the world. Allahu Akbar. My eyes have no passion to observe anything else. Isn't there a lesson in there for us? That a companion doesn't even want to see the world when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there. Today, we hope and pray and desire that one day we sleep and we have the vision of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do we keep our eyes clean in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we stay away from watching filth and watching wrong things and looking at non-mahram women? Because if you don't, then you will never be blessed with that vision that millions have enjoyed. It is the ultimate, you know, peak of life. It is the ultimate reward you can get. Seeing the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream. Yes, the walis of Allah azza wa jal has seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the wakeful state, but we're not even close to the feet of the walis of Allah azza wa jal. But what we can dream for is a vision of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you're not going to get that. If I gave you Zamzam water, would you put it in a dirty glass? Never. You would want to find the most pristine and beautiful glass you could find in the house and put the Zamzam in there. Well, the vision of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not come to a dirty mind, a dirty heart, or dirty eyes. But you cleanse your heart, you cleanse your mind, you cleanse your soul, and you keep your eyes protected, and then keep praying, reciting through the park, and keep praying in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Ya Allah azza wa jal, where you've blessed me with all these pleasures, give me the ultimate pleasure of the world, the vision of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while I'm still alive. Because we'll all have that vision when we die and we're asked questions in the grave. But subhanAllah, you know, one day, a very passionate companion, Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala, enters the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he can tell he's anxious, he's upset, and something is wrong. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sensitive to those around them that they knew if somebody was upset, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would know. Today, you know, when we have family members who are upset, either we're not bothered or we don't even notice. But this wasn't the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew what their companions and those around them felt. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a compassion for them. And why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to the world. So Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala enters, he's in this state, and he comes, and he's kind of agonizing, and he's uncomfortable, and he's irritable. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Thawban, what's the matter? You appear agitated, you appear upset. He says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a thought which is making me upset. What is that, Thoban? He says, well, in this world, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when I go home, when I'm doing other things and I get anxious or anything else, I miss you. I come straight to your court, I look at your beautiful face and it relaxes me, it gives me peace, it gives me tranquility. And I do that all the time and I try and, you know, whenever I miss you, I'm here. And there, I can restore myself back to normality. When I'm getting lost in the world, I can just come back and just one look at your beautiful face and that's it. So, Soban, what is troubling you? Well, Ya Rasulullah, when we go to Jannah, and through your blessings, we will get into Jannah. But you are the master of all creation. You are the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are the leader of all the prophets. You are going to be on a high throne on Maqam Mahmood. You're going to be in an amazing place. The prophets are going to be next to you. And by your blessings, we will be in Jannah, but in one corner of Jannah somewhere. What is Jannah going to do for me if I can't see you? I don't want the pleasures of Jannah. What do you want in Jannah? Ya Rasulullah, all I want is I want to see you. I want to have your vision in Jannah. That is Jannah for me. You know, the pleasures of Jannah, the Hur al-Qusur, the delights of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, the rivers of Jannah, all is there. But that's not going to entertain me. What is, Soban, what is going to be my life in Jannah is your beautiful face. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, stay quiet. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't say anything. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, because of this deep-seated love, affection, reverence, and this devotion beyond comprehension, I mean, to be crying, upset, and irritable about whether I will be able to see my Habib in Jannah. Wow, look at the depth of the love. Allah Azza wa Jal reveals an ayat of the Quran, and he says this, and he who obeys Allah and his messenger, then he will get the company of those who have been blessed by Allah, of the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the pious. And what good companions they are. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is promising Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you love my Habib? Don't worry. When you're in Jannah, you will be with my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is true love. You know, today, do we have even one iota of that that anxiousness, that irritability, that fear of whether we will be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah? In fact, take it one step further, because here in this world, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I know about my ummati. When my ummati is in distress, I know. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays for us. But what do you do for your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you think about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you stay away from sins in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you sacrifice your desires for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because that is the question. No doubt, Hazrat Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed everything at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and, you know, had these this anxiousness about Jannah. And Allah Azza wa Jal reassured him. Soban, don't worry, you will be with my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, ask yourself, what is our situation? These companions were truly magnificent. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he would endure difficulties in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, today when we have a difficulty in the way of deen, what we do is we actually try and look for an easy way out. And if we have a difficulty in relation to deen, then we try to find, you know, and we complain about it. But the companions, they were the opposite. They became happy at the difficulties they faced because of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When was the last time you saw, I am getting this difficulty because of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wow. Because they, the scholars, write that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he endured difficulties in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he actually enjoyed the pain that he went through. This was these companions were amazing. I mean, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's nobody like him in the world. And he would enjoy the pain that he had and the difficulties he had and the calamities that befell him in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, what are we doing, where are we on this scale of love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much of our life do we devote to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life mubarak? How much of our actions do we devote to the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because if you look at the life of the companions, wow, every moment of their life evolved around not only the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only what the wish of the Habib of Allah azza wa jal was, but every moment of their life was lived in the obedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't want to do anything, even a doubt in it, that could possibly lead to the displeasure of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, what do we do? You know, do we do the same? Do we actually change our lives so that we please Allah Azza wa Jalla and Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because all our lives we try to please the people, thinking we've never succeeded. No matter who it is, you will always have a time in your lives, ask yourself, well, you've thought, I've done so much for this person, yet they don't appreciate it. Well, first of all, the scholars say, you shouldn't be doing things just to please other people. You should be doing them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, the man whose very name makes the palaces of the great Persian and Roman empires tremble, and yet he's lying in such a humble way. This was the way of the blessed companions. Their love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed their lives. Their ways were so amazing that, you know, the world 1460-70 years on is still admiring their great characteristics and their great beauty. This was what they were all about. Everything evolved around the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, they were truly amazing. Why did these companions, you know, give everything in the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not only because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last and final messenger, was the best of creation, was beautiful, had the best characteristics, brought the Quran, took them out of darkness into light. But there was one other reason. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so caring, so compassionate, and so loving towards them, that they were mesmerized by the love and affection and the mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they honored everything that belonged to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, whatever possessions Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, they kept them, they honored them. They actually dipped them into water and used them as cure for ailments and illness and diseases. They used them for blessings and barakat in their daily lives. They used them to help their children. They used them to gain whatever they wanted. And they used the blessings, and not only the blessings, but the vasila, the means of approach to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, as these great tabarukat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, how immensely in love do you have to be to sacrifice your life at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to sacrifice your entire family at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make sure that you're not only you are serving the best of creation, but your children are also of servants in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your brothers and sisters, your whole family, and then your parents as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, after the conquest of Makkah, his father, Hazrat Abu Qa'afa radiallahu ta'ala, accepts Islam, comes into the fold of Islam. And Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is really happy. These people, next level love, next level affection, beyond comprehension. I mean, you know, it's difficult to understand, but why not? They were blessed with the greatest opportunity that mankind had ever been blessed with. They had been blessed with being in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so they were so blessed, but they took it with both hands. And their entire life was around, you know, evolved around pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for the companions was such that if a companion was in distress, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be worried, would be anxious for them. If a companion was in difficulty, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always come to their aid. And what the scholars write is this: this didn't end, and this is the important bit, this did not end with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam putting a veil between themselves and this world. No. It continued because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in their grave Mubarak, as are all the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they live in a different dimension. But Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know about the Ummati, deeds are presented. Allah Azza wa Jal has given his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the power. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pray for me and you. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know. Now, in the last ayats of Surah Tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal says that this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually feels your pain. So when you are upset, you know, sometimes when you're upset, your parents, your mother, who's so close to you, might not know, your family won't know, your father won't know. And sometimes even if they do know, they're slightly bothered, but not that much. Or they don't kind of go out of their way. But what the scholars write is, in light of the ayat of the Quran, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as you are anxious or upset or in trouble or a calamity hits you, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays for you. Look at how affectionate the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. That in Gumbad Khazra Sharif, you are thousands of miles away. You are upset. Your own parents don't know. They don't feel it. You kind of put a brave face. Nobody in the world knows. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does. That my Ummati is upset. He is in trouble. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays for you. You will never get somebody so affectionate to you. So my question is this: if you have someone who loves you so much that they worry about you, they pray for you, and they will be your savior in your grave and on the day of judgment and will take you into Jannah, then should we really be doing things that upset that beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because this was the scale that the companions must have had. Their love, we declare our love as well, their love was, you know, unmatched. But their love didn't just extend to their tongue. I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when it comes to watching filth, or when it comes to dating, or when it comes to going out with the boys and doing the wrong things, or when it comes to chilling out and smoking drugs and all that, then my love to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is over there and my life is over here. No. That's not what the companions taught us. What they taught us was, okay, you immerse yourself in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you intoxicate yourself in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way that you fly through this life in this intoxication, obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being lost in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being mesmerized in the jalwa, in the beautiful visions of Medina and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you don't wake up till you die, and then you really wake up. And you spend this life in obedience. Be khud kiye dete hain andaaz hai jabana. You know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love should take you away from a life of sin and into a life of obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done to millions and billions of people. And over time, there have been billions. Billions of people have changed their ways. Not because they were giving, listen to long speeches, not because they found out about the rules from the Quran and the Shariat, not because, you know, they were in special education or anything else. No. They changed their ways just in the love of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's us make a change in our lives. Come to the end of this segment, I've overrun. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessings and barakats of having true love, and then changing our ways in that love, So that we can effectively say that Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I loved you, I stayed away from that sin. Ya Rasulallah Sallam, I loved you, so I stayed away from that. Ya Rasulallah Sallam, I loved you, so I did that good deed. I went to the masajid, I read the Quran in your love. Ya Rasulallah Sallam, I respected, honored, and served my parents in your love. Ya Rasulallah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I did this in your love, I stayed away from this. That is the true test. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew.
Subhanallah. Now we have an amazing department of Dawat Islami. Now the work of Deen all the time has been propagated from a central headquarters, wherever it is. And that center of where the work has come from are the masajid. These are the mosques which are spread throughout the world. And alhamdulillah, these are a beacon of light. They are a lighthouse that help the Muslims in that area and beyond to keep close to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you'll see that typically, alhamdulillah, in our masajid, we have the 5 daily prayers. We have gatherings of zikr, Durood-e Pak, and we have Jummah prayers. We have sisters' gatherings as well. Now, your Dawat Islami has got an amazing department, and it's called Khuddamul Masajid. This department is responsible for acquiring land and building mosques throughout the world. They've got a beautiful website. You can go onto it. And if you look at this website, you just type in buildamasajid.masjid.net or Dawat Islami Khuddamul Masajid, it comes up. Projects in Pakistan, over 10,000. Projects abroad, over 1,000. Plots acquired in Pakistan, over 1,000. Plots acquired abroad, close to 100, between 70 and 100. These are all projects. Now, Dawat Islami is building about 600 mosques a year throughout the world. Wow, you heard me right, 600. Alhamdulillah, people like yourselves, brothers and sisters from all over the world, donate to Dawat Islami's department of Khuddam al-Masajid and say, my father has passed away. I want to do something for him. He's left some money and wealth. I want it to be used for him, even after his demise. Build a mosque, and they build a purpose-built mosque, and they name it in the name of their mothers, their fathers, Fezani Fatima, etc., or in the name of the daughter of Akakrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the name of Hazrat Amina, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Bilal. Beautiful ways of Isal Swab. Now, once they've given the money and this mosque has been built, up until the day of judgment, worship will continue and Isali Swab will continue. Let's watch this documentary and inshallah we'll discuss this further. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
It's Dawat Islami.
The construction of masajid. This is an incredible act of virtue because we find in a hadith that whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla builds him a house for him in paradise. Allahu Akbar. Just think what a great blessing, what a great virtue there is. In your neighborhood and your countries, there must be many masajid whose builders would have now left this world. But prostrations will continue to be performed in them until Judgment Day. The azan will continue to be heard. People will continue to read the namaz there. People will continue to read the Quran there. And people will continue to benefit there. And those people that have passed away will continue to receive the reward of this. So why not engage in this good deed as well? Dawat Islami has a department called Khuddamul Masajid, and this department has achieved remarkable success. Would you like to know how many masajid have been built so far? Allahu Akbar. Yes, more than 7,200 masajid have been constructed by your Dawat Islami, both in Pakistan and abroad. And subhanAllah, on a daily basis, the lovers of the Prophet come forward for the masjid construction, and they are making intentions to build masajid. They're offering plots in this purpose. Even now, thousands of plots are in the possession of Dawat Islami, where we want to start the construction as well. So if you wish, you can also take part in this pious deed. Build a masjid for yourself and your deceased ones, because this will leave, when you leave this world, this masjid will continue to gain virtues for you and you will be granted the reward as well.
My master, descend peace and blessings countlessly.
eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika.
The Madani aim of Dawah Islamiyah is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. InshaAllah Azawajal. Long live Dawah Islamiyah.
An amazing department this is. Acquiring buildings all over the world for masajid, building mosques, establishing mosques in countries all over the world. In the UK, Alhamdulillah, Dawah Islamiyah has over 104 buildings and most of them are masajid. And Alhamdulillah, all of the masajid, you know, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat are our masajid, and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, every one of them is a jewel in this beautiful crown. But the mosques that Dawat Islami builds and runs are even more amazing. And I'm not just saying that because Alhamdulillah I'm part of the network, the setup of Dawat Islami or Ahwaz Zimmedari. The reason I say that is this: I've observed that in our normal mosques, we have, like I said, the five daily prayers and the madrasas and everything else and Jummah. But when I go to Dawat Islami buildings, Alhamdulillah, there is always something happening there. You've got courses, ghaflas, jamia classes, you've got, you know, down, you can go anytime. There will always be people there learning Quran, Balighan classes for adults, Balighan classes for sisters and then brothers and sisters and ijtimaas. All the time. It is a very, very active place, Alhamdulillah. So if I was wanting to donate for a family member who passed away, and a lot of people, they give plots, they give money to build these masajid, I would want the maximum return. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, your Dawat Islami is building these places, but not only building them, are also making them active and getting the locals involved, and Alhamdulillah, changing the life of millions of children around the world. Because in these masajid and the madrasas that Dawat Islami builds, a lot of the youngsters come and they learn the Quran and they learn about the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they learn all this amazing stuff. Before I leave, I know I've overrun, but I'm going to very quickly say this. I was in Pakistan last year, and I was taken to a remote area, and I was told that in this area there are thousands of people living here, but there were no masajid. What? No masajid. They said no, but Dawat Islami is now building masajid in this area. And there were about five or six different projects. It was in Goi in Azad Kashmir. And when I went there, it was a very remote area, but I was surprised. There were two or three projects which I've since learned that are still continuing. And subhanAllah, I came back and I spoke to my friends and everybody else. And I said, look, we've got to donate to this. This is a great cause. You've got people who haven't had a mosque in their area for generations that are now masajid, and their children are learning the Quran. So the moral is that if you have somebody who's passed away, you want to do their Esali Swab, you want to send them great rewards, contact this department of Dawat Islami. If you go onto the website, there are projects that you can adopt. You can ask for other projects in your countries, and you can say, look, I want to be part of Dawat Islami's Khuddam al-Masajid Majlis by donating for a mosque or part of a mosque or into the pot for the construction of a mosque. And Dawat Islami has made it even easier for you. I just want to give the cement. If you go onto the website, you can actually say, I want to give 20 bags of cement. I want to give 60 bags of sand. I want to build just a staircase. I just want to donate for the windows. You can do all of that. Go onto the website, an amazing department of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you all, and may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to keep the mission of Amir al-Sunnah alive, which is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts for ever anew. Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Inspiring hearts forever anew.